and good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. I can't believe I'm saying that. It's great. All the shows have been so important, you know, like the recent political guests. Those are things that are above my pay grade. But thankfully, when I get to talk to Oak Mountain Academy, what we're talking about is not above their pay grade because they're experts. But I don't know. You guys got to tell me everything because so much has been going on in the mountain. So much exciting stuff. We are live streaming on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guests from Oak Mountain Academy today, Randy Moore, Jennifer Ruiz, and Doug Moore, please feel free to hop in the chat and let us know about them, and I'll read them out to our guests. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
We're so glad to have you on the show. Let's start with some backgrounds. For folks who may not have tuned into a previous Community Voice episode where we had our friends from Oak Mountain Academy on the program, tell us a bit about you and a bit about your role on the mountain. We will start. We'll start with Randy.
Josh, I've been at Oak Mountain Academy for 11 years now. I came up in public school in Coweta County. I retired from there, and this is my retirement job. A good friend said this is great that your best job is your last job, and that's absolutely the case here. Been in education for over 40 years, teach math, and right now I'm serving as upper school dean at Oak Mountain.
I feel if Norman Rockwell had to paint a photo of a picture of a teacher, right? I think it would be you.
Well, I think I should say thank you for that.
Excellent. It's in your blood, you know?
Yeah, it really is.
Awesome. Well, let's hear from Jennifer.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Jennifer Shell Parise. I've been in education not as long as Randy or Doug, I hope to, but I've been in Carrollton working in the public school since 2006 and then made the transition to Oak Mountain Academy in 2020. My background is in second language acquisition, so that makes sense that I teach Spanish. Here at Oak Mountain, my kids are actually taking their AP Spanish exam this morning. So big shout out to them.
Good luck, everyone.
Yes,
you're going to do great.
Ruby and Autumn, I know that they're going to do wonderful things, not just today, but in their future. So
absolutely. That's great. I slipped them answers before the test.
Not that they need it, right?
Yeah.
Not that they need it.
The smartest kids. They're so smart. Well, let's throw it over to Doug Moore.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Josh, for allowing us to be here. It's always a good time. I came to the mountain 5 years ago. This is my fifth year on the mountain. Did 30 plus years in Coweta also. Started as a band teacher, taught instrumental music, then went into administration, came here. I'm the lower school dean, and we have started a band program at OP Evans. That's where I used to teach, at OP Evans. But now here at Oak Mountain Academy, starting in the lower school, going through the middle school, and now we're going to have some kids moving into the upper school band program. So that's been a very fun part of my journey here on the mountain.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, let's jump right into it. So, Doug, what sets Oak Mountain Academy apart from other school choice options?
And this is something, Josh, that we talk about a lot because obviously we want to offer value, and we feel like we do offer that value. And I think the things that set us apart, first of all, are small class sizes in all divisions. This is something that I think parents expect, and it's certainly from anybody who has studied or worked in education, one of the things that challenges teachers and challenges administrators is the number of bodies that you have, the physical number of bodies that you have in front of you. So just that piece is an automatic help for teachers, and it's a help for students because it allows the education to be more personalized and the students to have more independent time with that teacher. And in addition to that, the culture, we do have an admissions process. It's pretty rigorous. So the culture that we have on the mountain is made up of families who are somewhat like-minded, and that's what we're looking for. You know, we're looking for people who want a quality education, rigorous academics, strong morals. You know, we are a faith-based school. So all of these things lead to creating a culture that is really conducive to the educational process, and then you put that with those small class sizes, it just makes it even more effective. And then also we have developed these academic journeys, and we think about this education process from the bottom up or the top down. We do try to vertically plan so that we can, in the lower school, prepare, have those strong foundations. We focus a lot in the lower school on reading and math. Of course, we do science, social studies. We have tons of enrichment classes that kids can go out to for art and music and PE and foreign language. They all take Spanish starting in pre-K 4. They have a Bible curriculum. They read a lot. They go to the library, STEM, all these different enrichments that they take part in. But we're preparing that foundation in the lower school to move them to the middle school, where they can then dig in a little deeper and explore different areas that they might enjoy. And then finally in the upper school, really focus on those academics and whatever it is to prepare for the next level.
Randy, if we could, Randy Moore, tell us a bit about what's the journey like in the upper division?
Well, we advertise ourselves as a college prep school, and that's kind of what we hang our hat on, although there are other parts of our culture that we also emphasize. Being college prep is different now. College is different now. Since COVID, so many things have changed in the world, but certainly in education. So we like to think that we're trying to stay on the cutting edge of this. We have developed what we call the academic journeys. The first one is the AP Scholar Journey, and this is a very clearly defined program for those students that are especially strong in academics, want to focus on a lot of advanced placement classes, which are college-level classes, and we offer 18 of those at Oak Mountain to our students. And we often have students take, by the time they graduate, as many as 10, 12, 14 of those, which just blows my mind that they can do that. We also have the Entrepreneur Scholar Journey. Our entrepreneur program begins in the middle school. They have some introductory classes there, and then as they come on up into the upper school, they start to focus more on building a business, starting a business, keeping a business going when things aren't going so well, all the different things that go into starting and maintaining a business. We have the World Language Journey that our students can get into who are especially focused on foreign languages such as French and Spanish. They have to go through 4 years of those languages and then top it off with the AP course at the end, so they get 5 years of the language. We have what we call the Customized Academic Scholar Journey, and this is really an individual journey. The student can kind of guide their learning, their coursework throughout their high school years. We work together with the student, the family, and the administration, and it's really a very specialized, individualized journey for our students. And we've got lots of students in the upper school that are participating in these now, and we're just starting those really in the last couple of years, and we hope to expand those going forward in the next couple of years.
Excellent. Yeah, it's I think that's something that has certainly set Oak Mountain Academy aside mm-hmm. from a lot of other opportunities
right.
in, as far as education, because having this customized approach, mm-hmm. I imagine, has students a lot more excited about, it's hard to get kids excited to be at school, but I mean,
right.
it has to make it a lot better when they know they're working towards this goal.
Absolutely. As Doug said, our classes are very small, and that really makes it easy for us. We know our kids very, very well. They know us very, very well. And we are able to individualize things, really make a special program just for an individual student. And that is amazing for our kids. They really get into it.
Excellent. Well, time is 8:39. We're going to go and take our first commercial break to hear from our sponsors. But remember, we are live streaming on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guests today, Upper Division Dean Randy Moore, Middle Division Dean Jennifer Ruiz, as well as Lower Division Dean Doug Moore, as Oak Mountain Academy chats with us today, feel free to throw those in the comment section, and we'll present those to our guests. All right, now a word from our sponsors, Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Time is 8:40. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We are live streaming this morning's program with Oak Mountain Academy, an inside look on the journey on the mountain on our live on our WOBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guests, please be sure to let me know, and I'd be happy to read those out. So again, our guests are Upper Division Dean Randy Moore, Middle Division Dean at Oak Mountain Academy Jennifer Ruiz, and Lower Division Dean Doug Moore. Doug, why should families consider Oak Mountain Academy as the right school choice for them?
Sure, that's a great question, and again, something that we talk about a lot, you know, in our leadership meetings and in our staff meetings, because we do want to offer a product that parents that parents feel excited about, that they're energized through, and I think we start with academic excellence, because I think that's the top thing that I think parents are really looking for, is how can I get my kids ready for college? How can I get them ready for the next thing? We are a college prep, you know, by design, but you know, how do we achieve that? You know, we look at our accolades that our kids work through with SAT, ACT, all the AP testing that we do, and then in the lower grades we take a standardized test called the ERB, which is a norm reference test, which allows us to compare you know, our cohort with other cohorts around the country and really around the world, and you know, we always do well with those. So we do want to keep track of how we're doing and how we stack up. But we have been above state and national averages. We have small graduating class size. You know, typical senior class of, you know, 12 to 15 is pretty standard. In the past 5 years, our seniors have earned over $10.5 million in scholarship offers to colleges. So, you know, the data is there to show that the academic excellence is in place. Another piece is our faith-based component. We try to use biblical principles to teach kids how to be good citizens. We have our warrior way, which is honesty, respect, and responsibility. And from the very beginning, we try to, you know, build on those three pillars. Lots of opportunities. We call them dynamic opportunities, but you know, we have usually 200 to 225 kids enrolled. That's pre-K 3 through 12th grade. So we're a small school, but we have lots of opportunities for the fine arts, athletics, honor societies, different service organizations and clubs. But, you know, that we have a high level of participation in that. And, you know, kids have an opportunity to delve into the leadership portion of that. So they learn how to be leaders as they're growing up. It's a family environment. Because we're so small, we know our families well. We know our kids well. They know what we're about. And then the transition, you know, from one to the other, we have a lot of interaction between our younger kids and our older kids. There are lots of opportunities that we use, we build in intentionally to have our lower school kids know our upper school kids and vice versa. We have a house system in the middle division, which is, again, that helps different grade levels work on projects together rather than just being in their grade level per se. They're able to cross, and we try to put them in situations where they're working together with older kids and younger kids.
It's fabulous. And I think so much of this, you know, so much of what we just spoke about stems from parents having knowing that their student is going to be, their class is going to be a smaller class size. I mean, I remember when I was in high school, like, we'd have overflow, and, you know, they just keep bringing in new trailers and putting them out in front of the school, and then they kind of pile us in there, right? 40, 50, 60 kids. I mean, it's crazy. just knowing that the average class size, you know, I mean, average graduating class size is around 12. So right. much time and effort and tutelage can go into each student to help them figure out what they want to do.
Right.
I mean, that goes such a long way. Jennifer, let's talk about the middle division. What is the journey like in the middle division?
It's a lot of fun, and not every day is the same day, and that's why it's one of my passions. I love the middle school. We have different things that make it engaging for our students and also for our parents and for our teachers. We have wonderful teachers at the middle school that allow for those opportunities to exist, because the most important resource that you can have anywhere are the people in the building. It's the people that make up that culture, not just our families and our students, but also having the right faculty and staff that also care genuinely about our kids. So we do have a housing system, as Dr. Moore had mentioned. We have four houses, and every time there's a new student, that be it in sixth grade or that just be it a new student at the middle school, they get placed in one of the four houses.
What are they called?
So it's Ursa, Leonid, Hawk House, and Parliament. And so every academic teacher sponsors one of those houses. So they lead that house. And there's a lot of excitement, a lot of engagement. There's the focus of that, or the purpose of that, is because we are a small school. It allows for those students to also mingle or engage with students from other grade levels. It is still it's a proud moment when you get placed in a house. And we typically do this by the third, fourth day of school. And we look at personalities, and we look also just making sure that everything is equitable. But it's just it's a proud moment. You're proud, of course, to be a warrior at Oak Mountain Academy. But then when the students get placed in their house, they are so proud to be the House of Parliament or the House of Hawk. Miss J, our science teacher, she actually is retiring also this year after 20 something years of service. And she bought the kids a hawk ring. And Mr. Jackson, that leads Leonid, he has this big lion in his classroom. Miss Hungerford actually is back-to-back champion for the House of Parliament. So I know I spent a lot of time talking about the housing system, but that is one of the most rewarding things, because we teach a lot of interpersonal skills throughout the housing system as well. And I think that's a big piece. Shout out to Ursa, because I don't want to keep Coach Keller without... he's brought a lot of energy also, and it's just made a big difference in their day-to-day.
Sure.
We also have, of course, parent partnerships, because we can't do everything without their support. Our booster club is very much involved, as well as PVA. So you have, you need people to run your concession stands and attend your games. We have a Big Little program that we started this year, and it's we have some students that don't even have siblings, right? So this gives them an opportunity to take care of a little one. They're paired up through the year in our advisory. They'll have activities from, I remember we did a Thanksgiving wreath together, or it could be also with tutoring. I know my son meets in the mornings, for example, to help tutor one of the younger students in math, and he doesn't get paid for that. So, yeah. But we also, throughout advisory, the middle school has an opportunity to participate every Tuesday and Thursday with the upper school all year long with advisory programs that are just there to enhance our mission and vision, which is to develop confident leaders. And we want to inspire them to serve, but in a positive way, because you can be a leader, but we also want you to channel that in a positive light, sharing with our community. We many times, whenever there's a need, that maybe it could be a shelter, the woman's shelter, or the kitchen pantry, the little pantries. Wherever there's a need in our community, it is important for our students to be a part of that and to be able to provide that support, that be it from our community or from communities around Carrollton or throughout the world, because we do that also with our co-curriculars, with K-Kids, with Builders Club, with Key Club, with our Kiwanis, the support that we have from the community that way. And there's a lot, right? I'm sorry if I'm forgetting something. We have field trips galore, which is very important for experiential learning, because as much as we use a textbook and the dynamics in the classroom are set by the teacher and the experiences that the teacher has, and a lot of our students have a lot of experiences too with travel and just very worldly. We have families from all over the world that attend the mountain. So what an enriching opportunity to share that in the classroom. But then going out into the real world and be able to see how those things combine is very, very powerful. And we can do that because our numbers are not very large. For example, House of Parliament won their House of the Year, so they went to Top Golf, and I know that's still experiential learning. They got to enjoy what it was like working together as a team, and they were able to do that retreat. So it wasn't something that we had to plan months in advance, because those opportunities, when they come, we take advantage of them. And I think it's because of that class size that allows for those opportunities.
Just about to say, the class size allows for a lot more flexibility, a lot more improvisation, you know, quick thinking. Like if the conversation has gone into this place and now you find out that you could potentially bring one of these smaller class sizes there to get to experience that, you can't do that with a lot of other institutions.
We had Savannah, for example. We just came back from Savannah. I did with an eighth grade class. It was a spend the night field trip. And we didn't have great weather. Well, that's okay, because we found plenty of other opportunities for them to do, because it was very easy to pivot when you only have 15 people on a field trip. So that was a wonderful experience, even though the weather wasn't beautiful, but we still made it a great experience for our kids, the class of 2028. So
excellent. Great. Well, the time is 8:51. Let's go ahead and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we will wrap up our conversation with the Oak Mountain Academy crew that woke up bright and early to join us on the show today. Upper Division Dean Randy Moore, Middle Division Dean Jennifer Ruiz, and Lower Division Dean Doug Moore. Stick around, because there is a lot more we're going to be covering. Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Our guest today, Oak Mountain Academy, we have the Middle Division Dean, Jennifer Ruiz, the Upper Division Dean, Randy Moore, and the Lower Division Dean, Doug Moore, as we're talking about the journey on the mountain. This is an inside look into that. So be sure to check out the full podcast of this episode, as well as this live stream, which we are still in the midst of. So folks that are tuning in, any prospective parents that might want to consider or have any questions, I mean, might want to consider bringing their kid to Oak Mountain Academy, feel free to throw those in the comment box. And even if you put them in after the show, I'm sure someone from Oak Mountain would mind jumping in and asking, answering questions if they come in. One more quick question. Randy Moore, Doug Moore, I've heard rumors that you might be brothers or cousins. Is that true?
Actually, no. I like to tell the kids that he's my daddy.
Sure.
He tells them that I'm his daddy. So we're not related. We grew up very close together. We came through the same school system, a lot of similarities. But no, we're not blood relatives.
Excellent. Well, will both of you be my dads? That would be cool. All right, let's jump right back into it. So, Randy, what would you say to families who might think that this option is not affordable? Because, I mean, at times it almost sounds too good to be true. You have small class sizes, you get to go enriching trips, like you get to go to Top Golf, and, I mean, you get to learn so many cool things. You get to be separated into a house. I would love to be in the Parliament House because I love George Clinton and the band Parliament. But, you know, all right, so yeah, what would you say to families that might think, surely this isn't an affordable option for me?
Well, we feel like it should be affordable for every family. We certainly don't want anybody to feel like they can't afford it. We have several scholarship opportunities, lots of ways that families can be helped financially. Some of the scholarships that we offer, the Head of School Scholarship, we have the Alumni Scholarship, Merit Scholarship, and then we have some Personalized Academic Journey Scholarships. All of these are available to returning students and new students. They all have certain requirements. Some of them focus more on the academics. Some of them focus more on financial needs. But across the board, we just want every family in the community that's interested, that's maybe mission appropriate, to come on and talk to us, just see what's available on the mountain, and then talk about how we can get them there, how we can help them to be part of our Oak Mountain Academy family, and not focus so much on the finances. We also have some memorial scholarships available. We have the Savannah Barber Memorial Scholarship and the Will Garrett Memorial Scholarship. These are offered by families of students that have come through Oak Mountain Academy. And we have needs-based scholarships. There's something called the GOAL Scholarship, G-O-A-L. And when I heard about this one, I thought it was great. No money comes out of anybody's pocket for this one. It's based on state taxes that all of us already pay, and it's an opportunity for a family to redirect those state taxes that they're going to have to pay anyway, but those taxes can become tuition for their student at Oak Mountain Academy. And that's great, taking tax money and using it as tuition. We also have other types of tuition assistance funded by the school. So there are a lot of opportunities we have on the mountain to help our families to afford being there. So if anybody is considering Oak Mountain Academy for their students, come on down, let's talk about it. There are lots and lots of ways that we can get you as part of our family on the mountain.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Randy. Doug, we only got about 3 minutes left. If you could take us out with this last question here, what is the journey like in the lower division?
Well, we have the largest number of grade levels in our division, so we have the largest number of students. We're about 120 students, and there are tons of opportunities that I think are very unique. You know, the TOT program, Teams of Tomorrow, teaches leadership, teaches teamwork. We have a pullout situation where families can have piano lessons. We had a piano recital the other night with kids from kindergarten through fifth grade. We had 25 kids participate in a piano recital. These types of things just aren't possible in other places. But we have the other things like Lego Club, and we have a Junior Master Gardeners Club where you know, kids can help beautify the campus. They learn different skills. Again, field trips. They also have athletics. We have team sports for lower kids. So we have just tons of opportunities along with our rigorous learning opportunities. But that's where the journey begins, is in that lower school.
Excellent. So many opportunities, so many dynamic options, and all of it not out of reach for families, because as we just discussed, tons of scholarship opportunities. I mean, you can divert the taxes you're going to be paying to possibly pay for tuition. Mm-hmm. Honestly, this is great information. Now, where could folks learn more about Oak Mountain Academy? Any particular website, social media, and so forth?
So we do have a page on, we have an Instagram page. And we also have a Facebook page. I hope I'm saying that terminology correctly. Mm-hmm. We also have our website has wonderful information as well, www.oakmountain.us. Amanda Taieb, she is our wonderful director of admissions. She takes very good care of us and potential families. And it's not uncommon for her to just walk in our buildings and offering a tour. But those would be the ways to reach us easiest.
Excellent. All right. Oak Mountain Academy. Upper Division Dean Randy Moore, Middle Division Dean Jennifer Ruiz, and Lower Division Dean Doug Moore. Thank you three for joining us today on the program.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
And to everyone tuning in at home and in the live stream, we'll see you next time.